Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. It is I, your United World Champion, the Hollywood Dragon, Tony P. Wow, what a night. I am not in Texas right now. However, Muerte, Silencioso, and Evanston Hughes. That's crazy. Evanston Hughes will be in their semifinals, and it is definitely an idea that whoever will go on to face KT, because we're kind of reeling from Diablo Toro and his retirement. So he was going to be involved in the tournament, the Ring of Champions 2 tournament, but of course KT gets the bye, and congratulations to him. And so today, you know, since it's in Texas and it's, I think it's almost done. Let me check the text. There we go. Okay, let's check the text. All right, so we got the message. The match happened, and okay, good. So we have a winner of that. So now we know who's in the final. Okay, first I would like to thank. Let me find it. Nick's Fight Club down in Lubbock, Texas. We appreciate you, Nick's Fight Club. And again, no video. I'm not there. We're not there. I have my operative down there. I know some people down in Texas. We went. It's just crazy. So this is gonna flip you out. This is gonna be crazy. So don't worry about that. So aside from Ring of Champions, what's going on with Thunder Brawl? Thunder Brawl still thing, still going, and still coming, baby. Don't worry, and we still got our participants ready to go. But things are changing in the UWA, the United Wrestling Alliance. First of all, we're changing our website. I don't like them anymore. There's far too many attempts at fishing, and the only time I like to fish is with my father. So welcome aboard. Few things. Thank you to everybody who's ever supported us and ever supported me. Tomorrow night, I will be on the Fallout, WrestleMania Fallout show on this same network, hosted by Minister of Sinister. And it's going to be interesting because we used to do the wrestling talk a while back. And we watched WWE this week because it's the WrestleMania week. You know, Roman with his days and weeks and months. 220 days here, bro. I am 220 days the United World Champion. Yes. What's that? What's that rumor? There's a new belt coming to the United Wrestling Alliance. What is that? A new belt. That's right. We'll have more information as it develops, but we're going to have a new belt, and we are going to start working with our other local Colorado Springs independent wrestling leagues in order to bring you the best in entertainment. And we're not going to do a long show tonight because it's just a quick how do you do, what's going on in the inner wrestling circle. A lot of people are having shows. A lot of people are doing good stuff up north. They're starting to got new titles of their own, right? And so we wish them well. And, of course, our friends over there at Renegade Championship Wrestling and One Revolution Wrestling, which this next show coming up is going to be amazing. Now, we've learned from the past that I will say, and I can safely say, that I am doing the posters for their next show. And I will say that out loud because the last time I didn't say it out loud, I was told that I did nothing in the industry. Every day I see something that is totally different than that analysis. But again, I say thank you. Thank you to all of you scumbags out there. Thank you, because you showed me what I needed to be. I needed to get stronger. I needed to get faster. I needed to fist bump on my face. I needed to get strong. Look at this muscle. Look at that. You know, you think KT has some pretty big muscles. I'm not going to lie. KT Howard, we've been in touch, and we've been talking about what's going on with the whole wrestling scene. And of course, his upcoming finals match. Who is he going to face? Is he going to face Muerte Silencioso or Evanston Hughes? And Evanston Hughes making his unofficial debut. He kind of debuted last time, but because his car broke down, and you find him on Facebook, it's a gruesome picture of the car. Not him, he's fine. But he couldn't make it out, so we were able to get him to Texas, which is weird where all this stuff is happening. So Muerte in Texas, Evanston Hughes in Texas, and of course the match is completed. I got the text with all the information, and I will read it here shortly. So what we're gonna do is let's take a quick break, go through all the business, come back, and I will have all that information, and we will know exactly who is in the finals of the Ring of Champions tournament. And have you seen the ring? It's on the poster. So go to Facebook, United Wrestling Alliance on Facebook, and you can see the poster. And also go to Hollywood Tony P on World Generation Podcast Network on Facebook. It's all basically on Facebook. But we want to welcome everybody aboard. Welcome all of you here. And I think that this is, you guys are going to love this. So we will be back shortly. We're going to take a break. And when we come back, the results, you are not going to believe this. The results and more right here on UWA Today. Plus, we're going to have some more inside indie wrestling news and a few other things in this little short show, but it's a good update, and it's going to let you know what's coming up right here in the indie wrestling scene in Colorado. We're going to take a break, and we'll be back real quick after this.
Signing up to join
WrestleCorp, WrestleCorp.com.
Enlist yourself in the best wrestling news, wrestling opinion, and of course, the best wrestling commentators in the history of mankind. Grab your gear and join
WrestleCorp.
Sit yourself down in the gorilla position and come join the fight to make wrestling a worldwide phenomenon. Join
WrestleCorp, WrestleCorp.com.
From bell to bell, are you ready?
Monday nights on the World Generation Podcast Network. In association with Bud's Backroom, the greatest wrestling podcast Monday Night Fallout returns with T-Rock Plutonium, Loverboy Langloy, Minister of Sinister, and special appearances by the Wolf Pack, Hollywood KV, and more. Plus the rebirth of the IWC. Stay tuned on the World Generation Podcast Network. Monday nights will never be the same again.
You're listening to the World Generation Podcast Network. Please like us on Facebook at World Generation or on Twitter at World Generation Podcast. And now back to the show.
Back everyone to UWA Today. I am the Hollywood Dragon, Tony P, and we got the text in. You heard it live on the air. We got the text. The match is over, and we have that information here. Last thing we want you to do is like our page, and tomorrow, the commercial, you heard the Fallout commercial. That was an old Fallout. And we're going to try to bring T-Rock Plutonium into the United Wrestling Alliance, I think. If we can get Minister of Sinister, T-Rock Plutonium, Double L, in the United Wrestling Alliance, I mean, you know, they're legends in their own field. I know Double L was the Legends Champion, actually. I don't know how many times he made it across. And Minister of Sinister, I think he was the IWC World Champion twice. So, you know, and... of course, T-Rock Plutonium, world champion, tag team champion. You know, so any of those guys coming into the United Wrestling Alliance would be a get. And I think I'm going to actually I'm going to talk to Minister tomorrow because, I think that Minister Sinister is perfect addition to the United Wrestling Alliance, and he's a former champion. He's a former head booker of the IWC. He's, you know, all of it. So, you know, and the leader of a great stable. You know, his wrestling moves, and Double L, of course, you know, Double L is the lightweight you want to love, and all the women love Double L. We get him involved, too. T-Rock Plutonium, I don't know about Spirit Squad Nikki and the Emperors of the Universe, but we'll see about that either way. See if we can get him in, right? I'm going to talk to him. I'm going to see, because, you know, I know these people. How did I not remember that? How did I not figure? So anyway, but tomorrow night, you can hear me and Minister of Sinister and Double L talking about WrestleMania and WWE Wrestling Week. This week, apparently, Vince is back. People are upset about Cody, and I don't blame you. I'm not a fan of Roman Reigns, but it's okay. He's got his championship streak. I'm at 220 days in my championship streak, so, you know. Will I catch him? Will I surpass him? Will anybody step up challenge? Do you have the balls to step up to the plate and face Hollywood Tony P? Well, I don't know. You might not have to. New titles are coming. Now, the United Wrestling Alliance. I mean, the Huntress is the women's champion. United Women's Champion. That's fine if you want to go for that. We're not going to discriminate here. But then again, I don't necessarily think somebody like Crash going against the women's champion would be fair, and it's because he is a gigantic, monstrous being, such as what we got. Okay, let's start from ring bell. All right, so Muerte Silencioso versus Evanston Hughes. Evanston out first. Muerte out next. Muerte is gigantic. This is what I got in the text. Muerte gigantic. That's, what else do you need to know? Evanston attacked. Muerte would not fall. Okay, I could see that. Back and forth. Evanston finally takes Muerte down. Okay, so you can see what's going on there. Muerte grabs neck, choke slam. Muerte Silencioso grabs Evanston Hughes by the neck as Evanston is going to capitalize and choke slams him on the mat and then follows up with a sound of silence. Ladies and gentlemen, 1, 2, 3, and your winner. There he is. I think it's just it's like the Simone spike, but I don't know. It just crushes the guy's trachea. I don't know. Okay, so there you go. Congratulations. Muerte Silencioso moves on. And so he will be facing KT Howard. Thank you to my correspondent down in Lubbock, Texas, over there at Knicks. I appreciate you. I appreciate the information. I appreciate Evanston. You know, you're always welcome. But Muerte Silencioso is moving on. So the finals for the Ring of Champions will be an all-Texas final. Isn't that crazy? All-Texas final. KT Howard, Silencioso. I'm making it right now. All-Texas. Go to the UWA page to find out. All Texas Ring of Champions. This is great. No mess with Texas. All Texas. That's pretty cool. I like it. I wasn't expecting it, but that's what I said. Like, you guys, you know, I just got to figure out where to put this. Ha! Why even make a poster on the air? I'll do it any, whatever the hell I want. All Texas. All Texas. And we'll add a strobe to it just to be there. Well, there you go. So, look, we're moving on. We're going to have a new Ring of Champion. An All Texas final. That's great. We'll call it All Texas. I don't care. I'm Hollywood Tony P, baby. I do what I want. It's my wrestling league. And, look, now we have a match. We have a match set in stone for all, there you go. So, all right, good. Congratulations to Muerte Silencioso. And when we finally actually get him to Colorado. But again, it's just very interesting finding these little places because I have people in Texas, right? So I had them go to Knicks. And they found this place. And then we got Muerte and Evanston. Evanston this time. He took a train. He took a train here, not here. He took a train to Texas, and they were able to do their match, and it's awesome. It's awesome that they were able to do it. I mean, I know it's not in front of a crowd. I know it's not in front of people, but come on. What can I do? I'm one man, you know. Nobody else wants to step up. Nobody else wants to be a part of the greatest revolution and the greatest alliance in the history of wrestling to you. Well, you can contact us on Facebook. United Wrestling Alliance. But I believe, and I know you believe, that things need to change, and change is coming when United Wrestling Alliance. All right, so that's going to be the end of the show. Quick show tonight, quick talkie, and we'll be back next week. The finals, All Texas finals. Muerte Silencioso will take on KT Howard. We have yet to have an idea of where that's going to be because we didn't know who it was going to be. And since we now know it's Muerte, and since they're a lot closer, it's a lot easier, and we'll have it booked now. And so stay tuned to this month, and by the end of the month, you will have a new champion of the ring. Of course, Diablo Toro, the former champion of the ring, and he retired, and we wish the best to him. So thank you guys for joining us. World Generation Podcast, like us on Facebook. United Wrestling Alliance, like us on Facebook. Muerte Silencioso, like him on Facebook. Casey Howard, like him on Facebook. Hollywood Tony P, me, like me on Facebook. Good thing, and tune in tomorrow night right here, bookmark it. We're going to talk about WrestleMania and the WWE, okay, guys? Thank you guys for joining us. I am your CEO. I am your president. I am your United World Champion. I am Hollywood Tony P, H-O-L-L-Y. Why would you expect anything less than greatness from me? That's me, Hollywood Tony P, the dragon of your dreams. Pa-pow! I'll see you guys next time, right here, WWE Today. Bye, guys.
A presentation of the World Generation Podcast Network.
Number 5 is alive.